Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Bintu lost her twin sister, and the pain, tears, and tragic separation caused her to start to sink into a life of frustration, until God helped her realize that even though her sister was no longer there, He, the Lord, her comforter, was always there by her side. Jesus wanted her to see that life was worth living again. Do you see yourself in a way in Bintu's story? Yes, sometimes life is difficult. Trials hit hard. And we can run the risk of withdrawing, idealizing the past, and being frustrated with the present. And as for the future, we may see only darkness. My friend, while there may be legitimate reasons to feel frustrated at times, I believe there's no valid reason to remain there and live a frustrated life. You might say to me, "But Eric, easier said than done. I have great arguments, really good reasons for feeling this frustration. You're not in my place." It's true, I'm not in your place or in Bintu's, but still, there's no valid reason for living a frustrated life. I believe that frustration traps us. It's a prison, a place of suffering. And neither you nor I were created for that. It's important to make a distinction between pain and frustration. Holding on to and feeding frustration goes against what God truly wants for us. He wants us to be free, our hearts comforted and released from all burdens and weights. This is why when something weighs heavy on me, I choose to give it to the Lord, because I can't do anything without His help. Sometimes I can't handle the frustration alone, all by myself. So I turn to God, and I invite you to do the same. The Word of God says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong." 2 Corinthians 12:10. In Jesus, it's when you're weak that you're strong. And by recognizing your weakness before God, you allow Him to act within you. He will free you from frustration and its negative, destructive consequences. Yes, what God wants is to relieve your burden and free you, just like He did for Bintu.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.